What's going on, world? It's your boy Norris the Taurus here to bring up a little topic of, a topic of interest, something that really piqued my interest, you know, something I think we all could discuss, something I think people really, you know, don't take too seriously, but it's a very serious matter. And that topic is the three dots in a text message before a statement or a word or even a letter or after a statement or a word or even a fucking letter. Now, these three dots is something that's, you know, really undermined when it comes to the art of text messaging. So let's be blunt. If you put in three dots, or even four, five, six dots, but dots prior to a message, that automatically says to someone, pause. You know what I mean? Like it's a brief moment of pause, then, and that just leaves the whole shit open for any type of interpretation and imagination to kick in. It could be something as simple as inhale, you know, like an inhale, I'm taking a breath. Or it could be something as harsh as this motherfucker. But you ain't feel like typing all that shit, so you just use the three dots. So say like you get into an argument with your girl or your man, you know, whatever, it's 2019, I don't judge. But say you get into an argument with your significant other, right? And y'all doing this shit via text message, as most couples do on this bullshit, because everybody is fucking quiet when it comes to face-to-face interactions. But when we get behind our phones, everybody got the most to say. So, let's say you get into that altercation with your significant other, and they say something on the lines of,
it is what it is, I'll holler at you later.
And then you come back with a reply that says something like, dot, 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 the letter K. Stop right there. The dot, dot, dot alone is enough to make a motherfucker be like, goddamn, here we go. And then the letter K is just the cherry on top. But let me see, that wasn't the best of examples. Let me just see. Let's say it's something more, you know, not as serious. Let's say it's with a friend. And y'all, you're supposed to go, you ask them if they want to go out or something. Say you're trying to go out to the club tonight, right? And you hit up your friend and you're like, hey, bro, blase, blase, club, blase, blase, you trying to go. And they hit you with the, not tonight, bro. Let's say they text back like 10 minutes later. You know, that piss niggas off. So they text back like 10 minutes later. And they be like,
not tonight, bro. You know, I'm tired, been working the shit.
Or they say something stupid, like something you think is stupid. And it'd be like,
nah, not tonight, bro. I'ma just, you know, play 2K and shit.
So you reply with dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
So that person now is reading this shit and is like, this motherfucker mad at me, cause I don't wanna go the fuck out. At least I kept it 100 with the nigga, but you go dot, dot, dot my ass.
Okay, whatever.
And then on the flip side, let's put the dots on the end of it. So let's say you got the same scenario, right? You want to go out, that's your friend to go out, they don't want to go out, basically, blah, blah, blah. So you say, what's up, man?
I'm trying to go out tonight. What's good, bro? You trying to roll with me?
And then he's with some old bullshit, and they be like,
not tonight, bro. I got to, you know, clean the bathroom or some shit,
right? So you say, bet,
dot, dot, dot.
Same fucking weight held. Same fucking scenario, bruh. If you really just go goddamn dead to shit and it's cool, just say that. Say bet, say K, no dots. Or even one dot. And that's just, the one dot is like super petty, but we ain't gonna get into that. But it's better than the three dots and more. If you're doing more than three dots or more, you fucking an asshole. You're a fucking asshole. So goddamn, just say this shit, man. Cause the dots is adding fucking fuel to the flame. I can't stress it enough. I know it's petty. I know it's simple. But these dots, man. Bet, dot, dot, dot. It just leaves too much room open for interpretation. That's like cracking the door to Narnia. And you got three little white kids or something. And you like, you know,
standing here, bro, but don't look behind the door.
It's like, dot, 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 nigga. What the fuck that mean?
What's behind the door?
Curiosity killed the cat. But you know, I'm a goddamn be a curious motherfucker. If you go dot, dot, dot me, I don't care if it's before, after, or in between your response. Moral of the story, stop being petty. Ladies, gentlemen, stop being fucking petty and putting these dots before and or after your little dumbass responses. So yeah, Norris the Taurus. That's all, folks.